Right, so Foxcatcher, brief synopsis. Channing Tatum and Mark Ruffalo play the Schultz brothers, who are both Olympic gold medalists in wrestling. And Mark has sort of seems to be fallen on hard times, lives in basically a dump. But then he's invited to sort of head the Foxcatcher team, which, a wrestling group, which is funded by Jean Dupont, or not quite sure how to say it, but it's a bit hard to pronounce. But he's played by Steve Carell, and he's this sort of, you know, strange, kind of sort of pasty, creepy figure. And sort of as the film plays out, their sort of issues and what they've repressed begins to sort of come to the light, and things begin to unravel. And then eventually reach a crescendo. First of all, I think it's. I mean, the acting is really good, I would say. I mean, there's some really good physical acting. There's scenes where just a glance tells you more than the dialogue. Particularly scene at the start between Mark Ruffalo and Channing Tatum, where they're wrestling, that sort of tells you just all you really need to know about their relationship as brothers. And interestingly, they apparently they cut out about 20 minutes of the film, which prior to that scene, because they didn't need them, because that scene is good enough. Overall, what I thought of the film, I mean, it's definitely creepy and sort of, you know, there's this sort of insipid horror to everything. There's, you know, something is going to go wrong. In sort of, you know, there's sometimes a character just mentions something that happened in their childhood. Particularly Steve Carell talks about how his only friend as a child was someone his mother paid to hang out with him. But I felt when it does go wrong, and I won't spoil it, but when it does go wrong, I felt there could have been more of a crescendo for me. I felt there could have been a bigger bang.
Or more of a climax to the crescendo.
I don't know.
You feel the build-up came in, and then it just...
The build-up came, and it leaves, almost, and then the crescendo happens. And, I mean, that's all right, because it can sort of make you unsuspecting. And I mean, certainly when it happened, I jumped in my seat.
Yeah, we all did, actually.
Oh, good. But after that, it sort of it gets quiet very quickly, I felt. I don't know. I mean, what did you guys think?
I think we should make a decision firstly now, because Foxcatcher is based on a true story.
Yes.
So the ending,
we're not going to spoil it.
The ending is
we will not spoil it. No.
Okay.
Absolutely.
No, don't spoil it.
A lot of that film is what happens.
If I'd gone into the film,
I didn't know about what was happening, I think it would have been ruined for me.
No,
as
if
well.
I went into the film knowing what would happen, it would just
been as good. I did know what was going to happen.
I knew what was going to happen. And you said we all still jumped and aren't. Yeah, we all still jumped.
Yeah, I knew the form the violence was going to take, but I didn't know.
We won't say that.
And also, Mark Schultz, just to clarify, Mark Schultz, who is the wrestler depicted by Channing Tatum in the film, has come out recently and said that he thinks it's he thinks the homoerotic overtones in it are defamation and ruined his career and all this sort of thing. Which, you know,
let's just be clear that he's completely wrong, and that I think those are some of the most interesting parts of the film.
Yeah, but also it deviates from the true story, which you shouldn't look up until you've watched the film, substantially enough that you can see it as a work as fiction, and a good work as fiction of that, even though it is based on a true story and actual lives. But
yes.
Yeah, so what Mark Schultz has to say, you know, is it seems to be a bit, I don't know, it doesn't seem very relevant, frankly, to an interpretation of the film.
I pretty much agree with your review there, Liam, in that the only kind of downside I felt to it was that, you're right, like, when it comes to the climax, the thing I'd known was going to happen for 2 hours, it happens. And yeah, like, the moment, the split second that kind of happens, then you do get that physical reaction, and it... But for such an uncomfortable film to sit through, I don't think, maybe it's not enough of a catharsis when actually, I don't know, I'm not sure. But yeah, I would have said that, but it's directed us so well, and the actors, with making this a really uncomfortable film to sit through. Like, I really felt like it get that moodiness, that creepiness within it. And not much is happening, but there's never a release in the film where it's a bit... like, the happiest moment I remember from the film is kind of when he loses enough weight to compete. I mean... Yeah, and that's only after self-destruction.
But
even that scene, it's
practically bestial.
Yeah.
I mean, there's this scene where he's pedaling to lose pounds to compete in the Olympics, and it's...
He's got
hood over his face, and he's sort of thrashing around on this bike.
He might as well be being flogged, you know, to do it. Like, yeah. Really... It's not a date movie.
You're not going to feel good when you come away from this film, I'm afraid. But you might. I think you'll be interested.
I think you'll be impressed.
You'll be engaged by it as well.
Scream.